Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Samri, how often would you say, and I think we all do this depending on your situation, if they're still around, but how often would you say you speak to your parents, like whether it's one parent or the other or both of them?
I have spoken to both today.
Yeah.
So, because I had to do the death phone call. You know, when you call a parent to be like, can you believe such and such passed away?
Wow, sorry.
You don't do that too?
I'm not at that stage. I'm on the receiving end of those phone calls.
Oh, did you know?
I'm never the informer.
Your Auntie Margaret's best friend's neighbours actually passed away. Yeah, those things, yes.
So depending on the week, I would say I probably chat to my lovely mum, Bern. Probably chat to her every second day.
Yeah, it's
pretty
good.
If I'm having a boring drive home, sometimes we'll go a full 5 working days. When we leave the radio station here at 6 o'clock, I'll just call mum for about a half an hour chat as I head back home to Armstrong Creek.
Yeah.
And it's lovely. And lately, I've been getting this phone call from my mum.
Uh-huh.
And I think she's been reading a bit too much of the Herald Sun.
Oh, okay.
And my mum loves the Herald Sun. It is her Bible. As a woman in her mid-60s, I assume, like many people, males as well, that's the Holy Gospel. I imagine some people look at the Addy in the same light.
Of course they would. You're mad not to.
And there must have been some article that people under 40 are really doing it tough right now financially with the cost of living.
Oh, my God. Are you telling me that Herald Sun actually acknowledged that?
And so I've been getting phone calls and, like, we'll just be talking about random things. And then my lovely mother, and she's such a star. She's done so much for us across our lives, my sister and I, and now my wife and I as well and our son. She'll be like, oh, I just don't know how you guys are doing it. It's just so much tougher now than it was when I was your age.
And then do you turn around and say, well, pony up, Bern?
I'm more creative with pony up. Geez, fuels expensive. I wonder how we'll get that in the car. Anyway.
Should it be handy? Just some vouchers, geez, you know? If only somebody just gifted me a whole bunch of vouchers, you know what I'm saying?
And it's something that I've noticed that sometimes we'll be speaking, I'll be like, oh yeah, like we're chatting to the bank and we're doing this, or like, you know, we're doing some cheap eats at the moment, and then my mum will be like, well, I'll do a cook up. I'm coming for lunch on Saturday. I'll do a big cook up. How much room do you have in your freezer? And my heart melts. But I know that it's coming from the Herald Sun. I know that this is the origin. There must have been on page 3, millennials are doing it tough, living out of home, probably something about they'll never buy a house until they're in their 50s. And it's just a nice phone call to have, because it's like, oh, the boomers do see. They see from up there, and they're having they're at least acknowledging
in their ivory tower.
Not ivory necessarily, but you know.
No, you're so right. Turn a phrase. We obviously don't want an ivory tower anymore.
I mean
gold. We
know
better
now. I mean
now.
Gold and myrrh, frankincense but towers.
Actually, mate, make it platinum. How expensive my wedding rings were? We went with platinum. Woo-wee.
So it's nice to know that the Herald Sun and the Addy might be turning the tide and saying, hey, I know that it's not due to everyone eating avocado on toast. I know it's not because you go out for dinner every 3 weeks of the year. It's just cozy lives.
It is cozy lives. But, mate, not everybody is in the same situation as you. You're lucky that obviously your mum, Bern, is a great cook.
Bern is a star. I mean, I did have to give some feedback. This is the thing, and this sounds horrible. I'm so sorry, Mum, if you are listening. But I've told her. She made us some lovely lunches and she put some water chestnuts in this meal that I really like. And I was like, look,
delicious.
Mum, I love you. It means so much to me. You have, you know, made lunch. It makes me feel like I'm living at home again. Bit of feedback. I'm not vibing with the water chestnuts.
Are you joking?
We could just cut that out, go back to the normal stuff. That'd be more of a help, I think.
I will happily take some of your mum's food prep that she is imparting on you and your beautiful wife, because you know how good of a cook my mum is? And now I love my mum, Zara. And she is fabulous at so many things. But I remember as a child, once she made tuna mornay, the cats turned it up.
Yeah. And fair enough, because it's tuna mornay. So when you said for a second, I thought you were genuinely going to say, I'm going to fly kick you in the head. I felt that energy coming through, but It's similar.
This is Tim and Jess.
Planning a wedding can be quite chaotic and stressful, and there's a lot happening. Doesn't matter how big or small it is as well.
There's just things like, at least for planning our wedding a couple of years ago, we just had our 3-year wedding anniversary. And I still remember back to just being like, wow, you really just got to like get plates and forks and cups and napkins. And you just got to get, and like, that's just one aspect. And you go, oh, no, we need cars to get there, and we need all this stuff. There's lots that goes into it that you don't really think of, I think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can also hire a venue that'll look after your cups and plates and serviettes and all of that kind of stuff for you. But I understand some people do a bit of a DIY situation. Tom, very famously on The Breakfast Show, he and his wife, I think they painstakingly DIY'd so much stuff, and we're spray painting bottles and whatnot. And I'm just certain that Tom was actually high for about 3 months while getting all of the centerpieces ready for their wedding.
You stay up to about 4 a.m. writing someone's name on a rock, you start to question, is this really what we should be doing?
And so there's lots of things that you have to do, and included in all of that is then deciding not just what does your guest list look like, but what does your bridal party look like, if you're going to have a bridal party, that is.
Yeah, it's very common to not now.
Most people tended to have a bridal party because they'd have, you know, their maid of honour or their best man be the witness for their marriage certificate, and so that would be why you'd have them there for you, typically, on the side. And then some people are like, oh, I can't actually narrow it down to 2. Let's just have 7 people on each side. Stuff it.
I think Jess said she wanted to have 13 bridesmaids.
What?
Yeah. She has 13 best friends.
Okay. I love how How many bridesmaids did she have in the end?
I can't remember. I know I was there and it was only a few weeks ago, but I can't remember, Sarah Marie. That's not what I was focused on the day.
Okay. Well, if you were at this particular wedding of Adam and Tara, I think you would have paid attention to the bridal party. Because in their bridal party was their llama.
Ha, llama.
Yep.
Pet llama.
A pet llama. They had their pet llama in amongst all of their besties and their other family members. They actually had quite a large.
I always get confused. Party. Is it llamas or alpacas that like to give the old spit in the face for defense mode?
I'm not sure.
Let's just
Camels do a bit of it too, you know. They get a bit spitty.
Thank you for including another thing into something we both don't know about even more. let's go with all three. But yeah, you'd hope that the llama. What does the llama have a name? Like, I need to know this llama's name if it's got it, or is it just pet llama? I shouldn't have asked this question. But yeah, I think you normally think of like pets with dogs being the
for sure
being involved. But I've never we went to a farm wedding a couple of years ago, and there was a cow behind the ceremony, and that was nice. Like being a little bit of a partial country boy myself, it was nice to see a heifer in the background. I know that sounds like I'm making a joke, but I'm literally using the correct language to describe that.
Anyway, I was just so taken aback by this llama, and I loved the suit. They got it custom made for the llama, obviously, because the llama can't just go to Peter Jackson and get a suit. But what they did with the sleeves, they gave it extra arms and crossed it over with gloves.
Oh, so it just stood there.
Yes.
That's nice. That is nice.
So just at the end of the line of all the groomsmen was their pet llama. And I just love this so much. And I love when couples get their pets involved. I've seen cats involved in bridal parties. Wild.
Flower kitten.
Yeah. Why not have a flower kitten? So,
look, a lot of people, because we've got my wife and I, we've had our dog for, I think she's about 7 or 8 years old now. We've had her for a long time since that was our, I think 6 months into our relationship, we ended up getting this puppy, and this dog's been with us all right around the country.
Mm.
And so many people were like, what's your dog Remy going to do at the wedding? I was like, she's going to be at the boarding kennel, not involved, because she loves people so much. If she saw my dad, my mother-in-law, and one of my best mates, Matt, all in the same room, and Jess as well, her 4 favourite people, she might have fainted. It was not worth risking her health to involve her in the wedding. And look, she's trained enough, but not enough to be like, all right, bark when they say I do, or they announce the couple. Like, just, I would have been great, but I would have been stressed on the day, and I didn't want that.
Oh, that's fair. A buddy of mine, he and his now wife, they had their dog, and such a well-behaved dog at the wedding. But they also had another friend who was there designated as the dog minder.
Yeah.
But a couple of us took it in turns.
What a job to get at a wedding, though. Hey, Sarah Marie, thanks so much for coming to our special day. Here's some poo bags. You're going to be looking after
Spot. Oh, no, it wasn't a guest. Thank goodness it wasn't a guest. But
okay.
I wanted to know. Has anyone around Geelong on the Surf Coast had one of their pets involved in their wedding? 52-232-955. Obviously, I'm not expecting a llama. If someone had a llama, that would be amazing.
Drama llama.
By the way, the llama's name is Jay.
Jay. Jay the llama.
Jay the llama, of course. Makes sense.
Fantastic. Makes sense. I should have guessed that.
One of the best names for a llama. 52232955. Have you involved or did you involve your pets or have you been to a wedding where someone maybe had their dog as the ring bearer?
Nick from Port Arlington's given us a call. Nick, was there pets involved at weddings that you've been to in your own wedding?
I have a small disaster and a big disaster for you.
I love both.
What should we, Sarah Marie, you can pick. What do we want to start with?
Start small, end on the big.
Okay.
Yeah, always. All right, small disaster, our wedding. We've got a dachshund and a Jack Russell. Yeah. Brought them along for the photos. Don't have a single nice photo with the dog. Not one.
Good.
Because I guess you can't really be like, all right, you know, head back, posture in, come on, everyone, get excited.
I know.
Dogs are just doing what they
What's
want.
What's the good sign of a dachshund? I just don't know.
The long side, you would think.
Left or right.
You're not looking for depth in a photo of a dachshund. But if that's a small disaster, what's the big disaster, Nick?
So friend's wedding, they have a bigger dog like a Ridgeback or something. And normally well behaved. Good dog, right? Coming down the aisle behind the bride on a lead, but a long lead, right? And the bride's walking along with a train coming off the dress. And in any other time, it would have been a beautiful moment. No joke, a butterfly lands on the back of her dress.
Oh.
And it would have been fantastic any other time. Until the dog decided it wanted to murder the butterfly, jumped on the back of the dress and rips the train.
No. No.
Absolutely.
No.
Pure chaos. Eruptions everywhere.
It sounds like, honestly, it sounds like the plot to a Disney movie. Like the opening scene of like a Disney princess getting married, but the dog ruined it. Now she just needs to have the perfect wedding. Seeing that in real life would have been very confronting, Nick.
It was amazing. I'll never see it again. What an experience.
You would have been looking around going, where are the cameras? What's happening?
He's just punked. Yeah. Where's Ashton Kutcher?
Tell me, how did the bride react?
Not very well. She loves the dog. It was all good in that sense. There was no, you know, roughness with the dog. But there was a little bit of a tear and then about 5 minutes of regathering and then continuing down to get married.
To be honest, I don't know what the problem is because I am finding that a lot of brides these days actually turn their long wedding dress into a shortened version anyway.
Because of this instance.
It just sounds like the dog was helping her get into her reception dress.
Maybe it was her something.
The dog was a fashionista.
Yeah. Yes! Maybe her something borrowed was a schmacko and that's where it all went downhill. But I guess we'll never know, Nick. We appreciate the call. But we have to speak to this person. Mm. I don't know this fully, Sarah Marie. You seem gobsmacked over the phone. Alma from Grovedale.
Hi.
You had some animals involved in a wedding that you were at. Can you please tell us about it?
Yeah. My husband was a celebrant at the time. And we were doing a wedding down in Rutherglen. And he arrived and I seen him step back quite quickly. And I thought, what's going on? And there is the bride and the groom standing with snakes around their necks.
Yeah. They're just doing the full, you know,
yep.
Britney Spears slave
toxic.
For you.
Yeah, that kind of
snake around the next sort of
Indiana
situation.
Indiana Jones in the snake pit.
Yep.
Alma, how did you feel about that?
Oh, look, I'm not too fussed, but my husband's not a great lover of many animals at all. It really shook him. And
just humans.
While he was doing the service, you know, you could see him stepping back every time the head lifted up and it was quite funny, really.
Just yelling back like, do you, Samantha,
pretty
you,
much.
Kevin?
Pretty much. It was quite funny.
Tim and Jess, the podcast. Kara, Tim and Jess.
OMG.
It's a 60-second celebrity.
All right, every single week we have a crack at 60-second celebrity. It's our way to keep accountable of being in the celebrity news world. Just like Jess, Sarah Marie, you are definitely more in the celebrity world than I am of like knowing what's going on. Sometimes we'll be talking about the show. You'll be saying all these celebrities' names and I'll be like, help, help, who are these people? I don't understand.
Astounding. I honestly thought that you would be more in touch
with celebrity goss.
Yeah,
look at me.
You're younger.
I'm all, yeah, but just because I'm young doesn't mean I care.
No, I've learned. Yeah. I've learned that. And also, just because your age is young Does it mean that your soul is?
Thank you. Now, the rules of this game, it's pretty simple. I have a celebrity this week. We take it in turns. Last week it was your turn. This week it's mine.
That's how taking in turns works.
Have a celebrity in my brain. You have 60 seconds to try and figure out who that is. Yes or no questions only.
Yep.
You have three guesses.
Yep.
I will answer to the best of my ability.
Uh-huh.
And the rule on the street, 9 out of 10 people would have to know this celebrity to keep it fair. Take off your headphones.
I'll say who the celebrity is.
La, 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 la. Today's celebrity is Robert Irwin.
That's a long name.
I'm just like making sure you're not cheating is all.
Why can't you cover your mouth, you lean
in? I don't want lip readers up in here. I don't know what your skills are.
Thank you for thinking that I can lip read.
All right. Are you feeling confident? Like, I know that Jess gets in her head with this. When you played a couple of weeks ago, you were not
chill. I'm here.
Chill.
You have no idea. I'm so ready.
Time starts after the first question.
Okay.
Genuinely, good luck, Sarah Marie.
Thank you so much. Am I a male?
Yeah.
Am I a singer?
No.
Am I an actor?
Yes-ish. You've acted.
I've acted. So I'm not a singer. I have acted. Am I a comedian?
You're funny,
but
you're not a comedian.
A social... No, not social. Am I a social media star? Am I a reality TV star?
Not... Oh, no,
jeez.
Technically no.
Then what am I famous for? Am I a... Yeah.
I'll give you a clue. Hosting.
Oh, so a television presenter.
That's what I'm probably most well known for.
So I'm a male TV presenter.
Yeah.
Am I American?
No.
No. Am I UK?
No.
Am I Australian?
Yeah.
Am I under 50?
Yeah.
Am I under 40?
You got 15 seconds, yeah.
Am I under 30?
Yeah.
Am I Rob Irwin?
Ah, what an absolute steal from Sarah Marie! You are Robert Irwin. See, this is what I want from Jess every week. You just piece together. I'm more excited about when you've won than I've ever won. This is excellent radio.
Thank you.
You are Robert Irwin.
I didn't
the
want to waste
you got a ch- there.
When as soon as we got to Australian, I was like, it's Rob.
Yeah.
It is Robert Irwin, but I just had to, I didn't want to waste any guesses, you know?
Wow.
Thank you. And then you were like, oh, you got 15 seconds. Mate,
it was like,
you don't know.
Do you ever watch that show Numbers in the mid-2000s? And
yes.
That guy, you see the numbers everywhere? That's what I saw in the studio here. The reason you are Robert Irwin.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a stir with Robbie Boy at the moment. Obviously, famous family. We love Robert Irwin. He's in a Twisties commercial with G Flip at the moment.
Right.
He's petitioning for chicken. It's kind of like, who's best? G Flip, they're petitioning for standard.
Tom and I did this argument many years ago when I used to do breakfast here.
And what people are upset about is that he's in this ad because animal products go into Twisties.
Yeah.
And he's a very well-known animal activist. So
but is he a vegan or a vegetarian?
I'm not sure, but he's an animal activist. So you would assume that he probably is inclined to look after all animals.
People tip on people at any moment, can't they?
Yep. So that's the news. That's why you're Robert Irwin today.
Well, I loved being Robert Irwin. He's very stylish. He works wonderfully on I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here with the incredible, formidable Julia Morris. Oh, my gosh. That was really fun. Do you see how
impressive, Sarah
when it's
Marie.
Not about me, I don't panic, but then when it's about me, I panic?
So the more we do less about you, the better. Sounds like a plan.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Good buddy.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.